Long ago, in the country of Greece, there was a goddess of the cornfields. Her name was Demeter, and everybody believed it was her power that caused the seeds in the earth to sprout and send up green shoots. It was told that she could cause the corn to yellow and ripen. With only a touch, the trees would break into blossom. With just a touch of her hand, the branches would hang low, abounding with ripe golden fruit, and the weather was always warm. All the people and animals depended on Demeter for their food. Sometimes they called her their Earth Mother. Demeter had a beautiful daughter called Persephone, whom she loved more than anything in the world. And because she could not bear to be parted from her, they went everywhere together. One day, Persephone wandered into the forest to gather wild herbs. As she gathered them into her basket, she noticed a flower she had never seen before. She bent down to pick it, but instead she pulled it out of the ground, roots and all. To her amazement, the earth opened to reveal a huge cavern, and out of the cavern galloped four splendid black stallions drawing a golden chariot. Standing in the chariot and wearing a golden breastplate was the king of the underworld. His name was Hades. "You will come with me to be my queen and live in the underworld," he said. Persephone protested and tried to run away, but Hades caught her by the arm and lifted her into his chariot. He cracked his whip and rode back into the cavern, leaving no trace of what had happened. When Persephone did not return home, Demeter became very upset. She wandered over the countryside near and far without drinking or eating for 9 days and nights. But she found no trace of her daughter, and even worse, not one person who could tell her what had happened. After many more days of searching, Demeter met a herdsman who told her he had witnessed the whole thing and told of the ground opening up and the chariot drawn by four black stallions. "Tell me," asked Demeter, "was there anyone in the chariot?" "Yes," replied the herdsman, "a dark warrior, clad in a golden breastplate, and beside him was a beautiful but frightened maiden." Demeter felt great despair at the herdsman's story, for she now knew that Persephone had been carried off by Hades, the powerful god of the underworld. She also knew there was little she could do to release her daughter. So distressed and angry was Demeter at the loss of her daughter that she just wandered about the earth, forbidding the corn to grow or ripen or the trees to bear fruit. Soon there was a famine, and all the people and the animals were starving. But still Demeter would do nothing until Persephone was returned to her. Now the king of all the gods and goddesses was called Zeus. And he promised to return Persephone to her mother, provided Persephone had not eaten any food while in the underworld. At the same time, Zeus ordered Hades to allow Persephone to return home, and he sent his messenger, Hermes, to fetch her. Hades knew he could not keep Persephone unless she ate some of his food, and he'd been unable to persuade her to eat even a crumb of bread. So he went to her, and pretending it was his idea, told her that her mother was fretting for her, and he had decided to let her return home. At once, Persephone smiled at Hades for the first time. She was so happy. Hermes helped her into his chariot, but just as they were leaving, one of Hades' gardeners held up a broken pomegranate.
"I saw Persephone eat 3 seeds from this fruit, Your Majesty," he said. Persephone grew pale when she heard this, for she knew that Hades now had power over her, and she wished with all her heart that she had not been tempted by the beautiful pink fruit. Hades smiled and told his gardener to go with Persephone and Hermes as a witness. You can imagine how delighted Demeter and Persephone were to see each other again. But when Demeter heard about the pomegranate seeds, she was very sad and dejected. Then she said she would not help anything to grow unless her daughter was returned to her forever. On the other hand, Hades was equally determined not to lose Persephone. The
gods were in despair. It seemed that everything on the earth would perish. At last, they thought of an idea. Because she had eaten 3 seeds, Persephone was to stay with Hades as his queen for 3 months of every year. But she must be allowed to return to her mother and the earth above for the other 9 months of the year. Hades and Demeter both agreed to this plan, and so Persephone stayed with her mother for 9 months, and while she stayed, Demeter looked after all that grew in the earth. She touched the corn, and it grew, turned yellow and ripened, and she laid her hands on the trees, and they blossomed, and in time their branches hung low with fruit. But when Persephone had to return to the underworld, Demeter went into hiding, and for those 3 months nothing grew. It was the first winter. But the men and the animals on the earth did not worry, for they knew Persephone would come back, and that all would be well again, and they called Persephone's homecoming spring.